Well, more stories to come because this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and my name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are again sitting in the Radio Entrepreneurs studios thanks to MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM. And our next guest is Danielle Goldman, co-founder and executive director of Open Avenues Foundation. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Great to be here.
Great. Thank you. Tell us about Open Avenues.
Yeah, Open Avenues is in the immigration space. We're working with foreign nationals who are seeking out work visas, and we're helping companies retain their top foreign talent.
Wow. Well, that's a controversial topic in today's political environment, socio-political environment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely an interesting space to be in right now, but also very important.
How did you get into the space?
Well, I grew up around immigrants. I actually have a father who is an immigration attorney. So at age 6, I knew what an H-1B was. By age 12, I knew whether you were eligible for an H-1B or an L-1 visa or an O-1 visa.
I guess Dad brought his work home.
He did. Always. But I always knew the value of foreign talent. That was something that was always a value of my family. So in 2016, when the narrative about immigrants started to shift and change, that was when we really wanted to take action and find a way to support foreign nationals in this new environment that they found themselves in. And we're really excited about our unique solution for foreign nationals here.
Can you give me a sense of how you developed the whole thing and what makes it unique?
Yeah, there is a very restrictive work visa system.
I know. I have clients who are working here in Boston, and it's very hard for them.
Yeah, it's a randomized lottery system for something called an H-1B visa, which is the most popular visa for foreign talent in the United States today, for students who are graduating from universities or for companies who want to hire foreign nationals to work for them. And we have a randomized lottery that selects 85,000 individuals per year.
It's really random?
It's completely randomized. There's absolutely...
That's not the way other countries work, is it?
No, and you know, there's a lot of arguments for why this should actually be driven by economic demands from different industries, but it's not. It's completely randomized. There are 85,000 petitions selected out of a hat. And if you're one of those 85,000, then your petition is reviewed. And you have the chance to stay and work here. And if you're not selected, many times you have to leave. But my co-founder, who's an immigration attorney, he figured out, and this is not, it's an underutilized piece of the law, but there are a few organizations that are exempt from this lottery system and can always sponsor foreign nationals for a visa, for this H-1B visa.
Right.
They're called cap-exempt organizations, and universities are one. They can always sponsor foreign talent. Another are nonprofits that are affiliated with universities. And so we developed Open Avenues Foundation as a nonprofit that partners with universities, and we can hire foreign nationals for part-time work. We actually put them to work with our universities and have them lead challenges for their companies. And I want to speak about that in a little bit. But this solution helps companies keep their foreign talent by leveraging this cap-exempt visa.
So that's a loophole you're sort of giving us.
Yeah. And, you know, a loophole sometimes indicates that it's illegal. And this is all very much within legislation. So we call it innovation within legislation. It's a workaround in a lot of ways, but it's working. We're really excited about the outputs so far and the individuals who we know are contributing to the United States economy. And now through our program are actually opening doors for students at American universities who otherwise wouldn't be able to enter some of the fields that they are now.
So, Daniel, what would you consider to be your core expertise? Is it the law? Is it technology? Is it software? Is it marketing? What do you think is your talent?
My talent is definitely in the strategy realm. So, you know, I see a goal, and I figure out how to get there. And I think about, you know, Jeff, my co-founder, is the immigration expert. And he said, here's this idea I have. There's something called a cap-exempt organization. How can you figure out how to build one? How could we do it legitimately? How can we get people excited about it? And, you know, I am passionate about this. And so I can, you know, if you give me a whiteboard and a marker, I can create anything that you want. So I really felt
I'm like that
was
too.
My
I'm a management consultant.
Yep. Yeah. I started in consulting, and I truly think that that is what prepared me to do this and to build this. Because when you are given, and as a consultant, you're given challenges and problems that you don't necessarily have expertise in, but you have to figure out a way to get to that end goal
every day.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's, it's one of the best jobs you can start in.
You do have the experience, but the creativity does, it's the baseline.
For sure.
Where you come from, how to solve problems.
Yeah.
Is this a very competitive field that you're in? Are there others in the field?
It's actually not. No one is doing what we're doing right now. Jeff, my co-founder, also started something called the Global Entrepreneur in Residence Program, which was the first program for foreign founders of companies to leverage the CAP-exempt H-1B visa through universities. We are the first nonprofit that is affiliated with universities that is doing the kind of work that we are doing. So hiring foreign nationals for 5 hours per week to work with our university partners in their field on these kinds of challenges and experiential learning for students and facilitating these visas for companies.
Wow. And where do you see the whole field going in the next few years? You know, we're watching a presidential race. Mm-hmm. A lot of pundits I speak to tell me they think that our current president's going to get reelected. Immigration is a very big issue.
Yeah.
Where do you think all this is going?
You know, immigration is not going away. We will always have a demand for foreign nationals, for foreign talent. We will lose as a country if we do not have foreign talent coming to the United States. So the issue is not leaving. We will increasingly need solutions to combat these problems, to figure out creative ways to ensure that top talent comes here and is able to thrive here and contribute in other ways. So we're excited because our solution not only allows people to come here and stay here, but it shows that when foreign talent comes here, they can open opportunities for other individuals in the United States. And that is where we think that the immigration field needs to head, specifically nonprofits that are focused on demonstrating the value of foreign talent here.
That's interesting. And you have one partner?
Yeah, I have my co-founder.
How did you find your co-founder?
My co-founder is my father.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to find him. He's the immigration expert, and we have always tossed around ideas about, as I've said, this innovation within legislation and really thinking about immigration in an innovative way. And he's very entrepreneurial in the space. He's worked with startups for 30 years and Fortune 1000 companies in the immigration space. So he's always thinking creatively, and this was an opportunity for us to build something together.
Very, very interesting. We've been speaking with Danielle Goldman, co-founder and executive director of Open Avenues Foundation. If somebody's looking for you, getting your assistance, how would they mm-hmm. find you?
Yeah, www.openavenuesfoundation.org. You can find us there. You can shoot me an email at danielle@openavenuesfoundation.org, and we'd be happy to speak with you.
Right. Well, you know what? I found you on LinkedIn. It took me a while. I got a couple of other Danielle Goldmans first.
Absolutely. LinkedIn's a great way also.
There's one at APAC.
Oh, really? Right. There's a lot of Danielle Goldmans out there. A lot of Goldmans.
I bet you there's a lot more people with my name.
Yeah.
I got a very common name. So my name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are going to be back with more stories of entrepreneurship after this short break.